Oh, yes, a very good morning. It's just 15 minutes past 9 a.m. Welcome on board. You're listening to Radio Mariah. And, of course, this is the Crime Watch program, a weekly program that comes away every Monday after the news bulletin in English. My name is Irene Lasu. And today we are discussing our community, our responsibility, preventing cattle raiding together. Now, this is an issue affecting many of our communities, destroying lives, livelihood, and the peace of our communities. Now, I'm happy to be joined in by Diana Nakato and Bashir Sempala from the UNMISS ANPOL Anti-Cattle Raiding Specialized Police Team, plus also from the National Police Service, First Lieutenant Franco Akot Akot. Welcome to the studio, and thank you so much for making our time to join us today.
Thank you, Irene. My name is Diana Nakato, and I'm happy to be here.
All right, so let's kick off with helping the listener understand what exactly cattle raiding is today. Well, we have experienced it. It is on the ground, but how can you define it, Diana?
Well, dear listeners, cattle raiding is something that we have all heard about, especially in pastoral communities. And it is a practice that started as a traditional activity. And for reasons that people, young men, needed to participate in a cattle raid for rite of passage as they cross over from childhood to adulthood. And then, of course, it was also used for collection of cattle for bride price. Generally, it was a normal activity and acceptable. But of late, cattle raiding has turned into a serious crime, and we fear that this crime is being normalized. So together we think that we have to do something about it.
Right.
While we maintain the traditions, but also face it as a criminal activity.
Right. So what stands out these days if it was normalized then?
Of course, of late, you all know that there are many guns in the hands of the population, and they are using these guns for raiding. And this has contributed to a lot of loss of lives, injuries, displacements. There are many people displaced just because of cattle raiding, and this should not be taken lightly.
Right. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much, Nakato, for that. And let's come to Bashir. When we say community responsibility, what do we mean by that?
Thank you, Irene, and listeners out there. I want to take this opportunity to look at the role of the community, responsibility. What is the role of the community? Many times, the communities think that peace and security is the mandate of the government. However, we need to discern from that and say that peace and security are not only the work of police and government, but every member of the community, including the parents, the youth, the elders, women, the spiritual leaders, the local authorities, have a role to play in order to prevent this practice of cattle raiding from taking place. They need they have the responsibility, for example, to report police, to also to look at the signs. Are there any signs that raiding is likely to take place? That is the early warning signs. So that those signs, once they are detected, then they can report to the authorities. Together, they counter the crime.
Right. Yeah. Now, coming to First Lieutenant, if I may add, do you have anything else to add on community responsibility?
Yes, Irene, I may add a strong coordination between communities and security forces is also key. When information is shared early, we can prevent raids before they happen and protect life and properties in the community.
Right. So, Bashir, let me just come back a little on this particular point. So every member of our community, including parents, youth, elders, women, traditional and spiritual leaders, do these people know that they have such power?
Yeah, The National Police Service and through our community sensitization programs, we have tried to do awareness. Even now, as we are on the radio, we are reaching out to the communities to awaken them about their mandate, their role as community leaders, as community members, how they need to work with the police.
Right.
Through community policing programs, the NPS, National Police Service, has community policing programs where they reach out to these communities and sensitize them about their roles in terms of working with the police to prevent the practice.
Right. Thank you. Now, let's speak about the impact of cattle raiding, Diana. Yeah.
The impact of cattle raiding, honestly, the positive side, we applaud. But cattle raiding has a very negative...
Is there a positive side to cattle raiding?
Remember I told you, it started as a traditional practice,
right,
and was very acceptable. And when we are talking about matters cattle raiding, we have to appreciate that it's like a two-sided coin.
Right.
The traditions very much appreciate the cattle raiding as a practice. But the fact that it has moved on with negative implications, that is why now we come back and say no.
Mm.
As much as it is an acceptable practice, but we have to watch out for the negative part, because it is now happening, it has evolved in both scale and frequency.
Right.
You realize that then they used to use small weapons, bows and arrows, but now we have machine guns, we have AK-47s, and of course, you know, these come with very devastating effects. So the impact, of course, we have known in one single cattle raid, you can lose about 40 to 50 youth. But what is this? How is this? It leaves, of course, the communities very vulnerable to further attacks. Loss of lives, I've talked about it, but also the displacement. People
right.
want to continue practicing their activities and have a meaningful livelihood. But cattle raiding has eroded them of this. So we shouldn't see ourselves engaging in cattle raiding for some of these implications.
Right.
But the most importantly, Irene, if you allow me, it is worse that cattle raiders of late have... integrated aspects of SGBV, because those who have come to take animals end up raping,
Or even taking away the women.
Or even taking away the women. But why would this be happening? It means that this practice has now become almost militarized, because rape is an act of what? Causing fear. They do it because they want to cause fear
right.
and trauma to the communities that they have raided from, so that they do not follow them up or for any of that reason.
Mm.
So we highly discourage cattle raiding.
Right. Bashir, would you like to jump in?
Yeah. If I may add, Irene, you asked that is there any positive side of cattle raiding?
Right.
To the perpetrator, to the raider, he gets the cattle and gets resources. So cattle represents wealth and survival. Some people are educated. People make survival from the cattle. So once cattle is stolen, families lose their livelihood. The cattle raiding is not just violence, but it's an economic destruction, because communities that keep cattle is their source of income.
Mm-hmm.
Through selling meat, through selling cattle, through selling milk, a lot of benefits that come with the cattle. That's the economic aspect. So once this cattle is taken, it means the economic, the livelihood of the families and the communities is disorganized. And therefore, they're impoverished.
Mm-hmm.
The government has to empower them in another way. So that's why we need to fight this practice, so that the families can remain settled, keeping their animals, and there is no kind of displacement that come along with the raids. That,
right.
Yeah.
Yes, and First Lieutenant?
Yeah.
What is the security perspective of the impact of cattle raiding?
In fact, security in perspective in Carter readings, it creates cycle of revenge that destabilizes entire regions. That why is prevention is more important than response.
Right. So as a police, how are you preventing this?
As a police, we can build a trust between the communities. Then we can initiate dialogue between them, and also we include our partners to dialogue with them.
Right. Thank you so much. So clearly no one benefits in this. Let's move on to the community role in prevention. Yes, in the definition earlier, Bashir, you spoke about you know, the power that people have in our community. But now, what is the role of the community in preventing cattle raids?
Yeah, thank you so much. The community has a significant role in preventing this. Police is not in every corner of the communities. They are few compared to the population. Therefore, peace begins at home. Mm-hmm. Parents must guide their parents, their children,
right,
and discourage them from joining raids. When you look at the statistics, the raiders, they are young people between the ages of 14, 25, up to 30 there. So the parents, these are people who are still under the guardianship of their parents. So they have a role to guide and discourage their children from joining the raid. They should also be alert of the young person who suddenly has weapons or is planning suspicious movements. If you have a child and you find him is having a weapon, then that one should be reported early to police, and such a weapon can be recovered.
Right.
Yeah.
Bashir, let me just play the devil's advocate here. You mentioned about this being something of benefit to the one who is raiding, and looking at the economic situation right now, when somebody say that this is a necessary evil.
Yes. It cannot be a necessary evil. Of course, it discourages working. You deprive a person of property and their economic rights. So, as Diana said, traditionally, people would raid to get cattle. For example, go for marriage.
Uh-huh.
Go and raid, get cattle, and take it to the market and get money. So, it cannot be a necessary evil. It is avoidable in a way that each person must work hard and secure his right, his property, and the constitution guarantees the economic rights of people. Nobody should deprive the other of his livelihood. And
right.
The cattle communities, their livelihood depends on the cattle they keep.
Right. And Dana?
Of course, for me, I think that raiding cannot be a sustainable way of making a living. Because who knows, you may go to raid and never come back.
That's true.
So the benefit that you're looking at in the end, you may never get it at all. So it is very, very important that we all diversify ways of income or earning money, and also nurture our children to believe that you can not only make money out of raiding, but there are other more peaceful ways of earning money that are even very sustainable. So as communities and families, the role of nurturing children is in our hands. We look at how we want our country to be tomorrow, and that should be the basis with which we should nurture our children to be good citizens, to work hard, and earn whatever they have to earn in a legal way.
Right.
Sure.
Thank you. And First Lieutenant Franco, what would you like to add on the role of the community in preventing cattle raiding?
Well, I want to add, family are the first line of prevention. When early warning signs are ignored at household level, the problem grows into community violence.
Mm. Right. Thank you so much for that. It's just 9:30 exactly. You are listening to Radio Miraya, and this is the Crime Watch program. Now, if you have any comment, any questions, you can send me an SMS on 0912177141. Or just much later on, I'll be able to open up my lines and see if you have any questions to our guest today. We're speaking about cattle raiding. We've already understood what it is and how it is affecting the communities, and also what the communities can do to prevent cattle raiding. We continue with the conversation here on cattle raids. So, Diana, many young people are involved in the raids, like you earlier alluded. What can change this?
I think what can change this is a lot of information sharing, awareness creation, because most of these young people are involved in raids just simply because they're not informed.
Mm.
And some people are taking advantage of these young people because they participate in a raid to recover animals of their bosses, for example, because I don't think that all the animals that the young people are taking care of or that they are going to loot, they are doing it in their own names.
Mm.
So people are taking advantage of their situation, one, because probably they don't have jobs.
Right.
So they are paid something small. But for how long will you continue receiving something small which does not change your life and you have to depend on it? So I really think that we have to create a lot of awareness and information and discourage these young men.
Right.
But most importantly, tell them about the impact of the raids. Because, in like I said earlier on, in one raid, you can lose several youth after you have lost your life.
Mm.
Can people look at you?
That's potential human resource.
Of course, it's potential human resource. Villages now do not are going hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But young men are there prepared from morning to evening preparing for a raid. On an empty stomach, it doesn't make sense for me. Yeah.
Mm. Bashir?
Thank you. Maybe to add on what Diana has just said, the youth are the resource.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, if they are not well nurtured, they can become destructive. Therefore, the youth are strong and influential. They can either destroy or build communities.
Mm.
They need to be nurtured well. The parents need to nurture them well, to participate constructively in helping the community stay safe,
right,
instead of being a problem to the community.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, and Franco?
Yes, we must also create opportunities for the youth empowerment so that poverty and unemployment do not feed them into violence.
Mm. Well, that's true. And let's talk about elders and leaders. What can they do, Bashir?
Elders, these are from where we've grown up from.
Mm.
An elder is an opinion person,
right,
opinion leader. Therefore, we need to respect their contribution and advice because they say that the old broom knows all the corners. So the elders, they should do... participate in shaping leaders, in shaping the youth, in guiding them, in providing constructive knowledge. And the youth should also respect the elders' advice, because once the elders appreciate that some of the traditional practices are not contributing positively to the community, so they need to detach themselves from the old practice, as we said, like raiding for marriage, and they bring in the modern ways of how community should live in peace without any violence.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. And Diana?
Well, Aaron, if you allow me to just talk about the elders, I will say that, of course, elders are very influential people. But in that line, I also wanted to bring in the aspect of spiritual leaders.
Right.
We have heard several times that spiritual leaders in South Sudan have greatly influenced cattle raiding. But spiritual leaders can use their role positively by discouraging youth from participating in a raid. Equally, if I'm to talk about the women, I don't know whether we'll get there.
Mm.
But we must not underestimate the role of women in cattle raiding, both as influencers but also as peacemakers. We have had situations where women have played various roles in influencing raids, such as mockery.
Yeah.
They will mock a young man who has not gone to revenge for his cattle being raided in his community. They will sing songs just to make you feel like you're not man enough if you can't go and revenge. So even as we are crafting our strategies, anti-cattle raiding strategies, we must involve them because they know a lot that's going on. As people are preparing for a raid, and even when they return, they have a lot of information, and so we must make them as part of our... they must be part of our agenda to make sure that we bring about peace in that area. Thank you.
And First Lieutenant Franco.
Yeah.
About elders and leaders.
Elders and leaders should traditionally remain very powerful when elders takes a firm stand, communities listen.
Yeah, that's true. So they need to take advantage of their platforms. Now, here we are about the role of women. You gave us a snippet on that, but just to reemphasize maybe, Diana, what role can the women play apart from, you know, having more information and also crafting songs? What other things can they do?
Well, women, some of them are real perpetrators of violence, and that's what people do not pay attention to. There are women who have also participated in raids. They are warriors.
Yeah.
I have heard of some women in Warrap State, Lake State, sorry. There is one powerful woman who has raided cows and been able to marry for his husband two extra wives.
Wow.
Yeah, she's that powerful. Mm. And so even as we are looking at cattle raiders, we don't just go and round up men. We don't just go and round out youth who are boys.
Mm.
We also must pay attention to certain key figures like those in the community.
Right.
We could be losing out a lot of information. But generally, by nature, a woman is a very soft person and she's a great influencer. And therefore, she can also be used to speak positively and discourage children, youth, and even as she's nurturing young ones.
Yeah.
She can always do a great job in trying to discourage these young men. So they are a very key factor.
Right. Mm. Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for that. Let's hear from Bashir. Would you like to jump in?
Yeah. Women have a key role. These are the mothers of these sons who go and raid. These are wives, their husbands who participate in this. So they really have early information about the practice of the raid.
Mm.
They see their sons either bring a weapon and keep it with them. If you are not a son, then a husband who comes back with a gun and keeps it in the house. So a woman can have a key role in discouraging the husband, the son. When a mother talks, the son listens.
Mm.
In most times, boys tend to confide in their mothers. So if a son comes and confides in the mother that I have a weapon and I'm intending to go and do this, the woman can discourage the son from participating in the raid. So they are very key partners in terms of prevention of cattle raiding.
Right. And First Lieutenant, would you like to add?
In fact, women are also key partners in early warning because they often hear and observe change in the house all first.
Right. All right, thank you so much. In case you're out there and you have any questions about cattle raiding, please don't hesitate to call us on 0912-067-879. 0912-067-929, 0912-068-101. We are speaking about cattle raiding. And I am glad to be joined by Diana Nakato, who is with ANPOL, Bashir Sempala, and also First Lieutenant Franco Akot. But if you're unable to connect, you can still send in an SMS. But let's continue because we only have 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Yes, we have individually broken down the people and what they can do. But now collectively, as a community, what role does the community have in this, Diana?
Well, as a community, we all, because you realize that a community is made up of different agents, let alone just the community members. In there, we have the community leaders, we have the community members, we have church elders, we have security institutions.
Just before we continue, hold that thought there. Let's see what the caller has for us. Hello, Miraya.
Yes, hello, Miraya.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Who are we speaking to?
This is Michael, Ben calling here.
Yes, Michael. What is your question?
I have a comment and I will also ask a question.
Please.
It was 2 months ago. I was in some area in Eastern Equatoria State. And I have seen young men organizing for narrates in certain area. And women was relating, singing for them, encouraging them and all these things.
Mm.
So, and I saw also the chiefs provide them with some other equipment and food and all these things for them to go and ride. So to our guys in the studio, actually I hear someone talking about women being part and parcel of cattle riding. Of course, that is true. And I witnessed it 2 months ago myself. So what are the program or the activities in place to at least to tell our people, especially the women and the chiefs, to help in these cattle riding activities?
All right.
So we can at least advise the young ones to
thank
stop
you.
Doing this. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Let's take another caller. Miraya.
Mama Arilato.
Nam.
Sabakir.
Sabahal Nur Kev.
Ana tamam jins dia ni James Oscar.
Naam James, marhab.
First time in this world with Ivan Chile, Al Shabab, my best Shabab, Bukun Saban Al Shabab, man mota, yin le shokong, Barmara yani shokong si uman ma, bagi Shabab tanin ma deri chakal, u Barmara tanin yani kasasen naz bital murad, yao nazal bisabal mishakil, yani zon kan huli go zuru bito gadurishono, bam bito walish inyakamal abgavut azol tani, ashan hu bagder hil zuru bito bo, ya bukun mushakil kabir ben al murad wa murad yani uman baden yani taban uman kullu indo asla dil ya bukun rasal al murad al bukun gawi hal dori shono ashan o magare saja ashani nasal murad al man kede man wogif min al seragal bugaro kaman uman bagare mul ke bashan al nasal murad al mai kut balo le seragal gazol ya ja uman ba mul uman ashan man jam training is that in majongut al zol al masul min murafi teriga uman bagere wonu mo mana kan itu na murade kede tu mamul de kede tu mamul de kede tamal sesen be nas azra masalan ya na nas zira de taba nas be tal zara uman bi kur jo jo tamal barmanar be sabab garbam ti zara kan ta salo to al mushakal bu bada min mahale de ya o teriga bi tamushakal al vestit al gigum katir al uman bogi bu nazil ke wa kan kerma dakal
Okay, shukran. Let's take a last caller. Mirai, good morning. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
How are you? Sabar Kev.
Sabah al Nur Kev.
Be'asan min waw.
Naam Hassan. What's all good out?
Ana indidus ni suwal kide u idaf halu.
Naam.
Ana gidamak airin ana zol muzare. فالاختلافات اللي انا جيت من الرواة ما من الناس البصر وبقر الزول البقر ياو بيتحمل المسؤولية لزول ليه بيديه سلاح وبقولوا امشي شنو اسر البقر بتاعي انا الناس البصر في بقر انينا معهم في كلا هناك بنقول سعادي بنوريهم الطريقة ذاته يتودي بقر في اتجاه الموسي وزراعي عيرين في النهاية أنا جيت لما الروحة بتاعتي براي أنا بتعمل بنازل والروحة بتنازل فريق أنا في نفس الزمن طوالي أنا فكرت إنه نكال زرع يعني في السنة ده هذا اسمه زرع أنا ما بقبل إنه نعمل زرع نهاية عشان الودع اللي أنا شايف بتاع الزراعة junub sudan ini mm-hmm. wote vitata abgar ma bukalifinu ita bagdar tiish
naam
alhaja tana najid ligit idafu lena ze lasa almag bi studio ana der haja u bagdar bikalim le sida albagar ma zol sahil jinten asha bagdar tikalim mao
mm.
zol kabir وفي الحكومة وأنا ما بقدر نمشي نتكلم معه نقول بقر ما يودوه في التجارة ولا يجيبوه في التجارة
mm-hmm.
والمسكين القاعد يسرع في بقر وما عنده أي حاجة بتعذب ولا يتعلم ولا أي حاجة
mm-hmm.
وده سؤال بتاع أنا دير الناس اللي هذا البقر ما كون أيته ما تسرع البقر ولا ما يكون في بقر في الجنوب لكن يكون في واحدة بين البزارة والرأي
خلاص السؤال وغادي شكرا
شكرا
جزيلا لمشارك yes let's continue with answering these questions maybe we first answer the first caller who was confirming that actually what you said Diana is true and he experienced it so what is in place to ensure that you bring everybody on board
okay thank you so much Irene once again as the anti-cattle raiding specialized police team
mm-hmm.
Our role is to enhance the capacity of the National Police Service to mm-hmm. be able to effectively combat cattle raiding and some of the programs that we conduct include training capacity building programs like training so we train with them to share knowledge and skills on how to handle cattle raiding but most importantly we encourage them to be able to facilitate meaningful dialogue with community members. And with this, we impart knowledge and skills on community policing such that they are able to build trust with communities and in that they can work as partners in bring about a decrease to cattle raiding.
Yes.
Or revenge attacks. So the other one is to, we also encourage them to do a lot of attitude change because it all starts with the mind.
How often does this happen?
We conduct quarterly trainings and also other programs which include sensitization, public sensitization, like the one we are doing here.
Mm.
But even during the trainings, we encourage them to be able to reach out to communities and right. provide such information. And in here, we are talking about how they can encourage communities to change their mind against cattle raiding just because from the countries we come from, Uganda and Kenya, we have also had cattle raiding. And to the extent that, in fact, as you marry, as in South Sudan, as they take thousands of animals, even in Karamoja,
yeah.
we used to take, you go and throw a spear as far as it can reach.
That will be all.
That is will be all that you take home. But this tradition has gone on reducing. So even here, we can still adopt that.
Right.
And many others with law enforcement and also income generating activities. We encourage our police force to
and
adopt
let me come
those.
To Lieutenant Franco. Mungkin Balarabi Al Hidafish, you know, fi kalam al James Mbia Wono Soda.
Assassin Al Haja Nani Bahmolo fil Al Hal Al Zeda. And then بتعامل مع 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 نظمان تغا ونزل ممكن لو عدانا ريفوات نانا بكفريت ونشوف المشكلة الاتل بطريقة الناس يقدر يفهموا ما وما يحصر المعناس في المنطقة دي منطقة دي
ناس بتأثيرها ممكن
yeah
okay Hello, shukran. Bashir and Dana, maybe just to bring you to speed, the second caller, James, was speaking about the youth wanting the easy way out. And because they have problems, they go and raid. So what do you have to talk to them about, you know, such instances? Because they know that raids happen between cattle keepers, between those communities. And also he spoke about farmers and herders. It has been hard for them to live harmoniously because every time farmers, you know, plant their crops, the cows come and destroy the crops. And this has been a source of conflict for a very long time. Yes, Bashir.
Thank you, Irene. As we earlier said, the youth have a role play. And also this begins with the community and parents. We need to empower the youth. In terms of education, going to school. Once the youth go to school, they will not think of raiding. Once the youth are empowered to get involved in economic activities, they will not think about raiding. Raiding becomes their alternative of survival, economic survival. Then on the other issue of farmers and herders are conflicting, it is true. Each party looks at its business or its activity as the only survival. A herder will look at the cattle as the way of survival. A farmer will look at crops as the way of survival, as food and everything. Yet the cattle keeper will look at the crops as food for the cattle. So dialogue through elders. They need to have dialogue in the communities. They need to have mediation meetings. They need to have planning meetings. I'm aware that there are migrations which arise out of droughts. Mm-hmm. And through those migrations, it creates conflicts whereby cattle goes through the farms. So once there is an organized way of dialogue and mediation, then these conflicts can be avoided.
Right. Diana, would you like to add?
Yes, I think so. When it comes to competition, herders and farmers, I know this comes as a result of resource constraints, but I think here we can adopt climate change mitigation strategies whereby different actors in government and civil society can come together and advise communities or support them in coming about with some strategies. For example, putting up valley dams, okay, during dry seasons, and also putting up or encouraging them to practice mixed farming, and like Bashir said, also integrate a lot of dialogue.
Yeah.
And peace agreements to be able to resolve this.
Right.
But I also take this opportunity to call on government and other actors to work together and provide opportunities for the youth, because this is the challenge. This is what is driving them into raiding.
Right.
They need to see a future.
Yeah, and the last caller said from his experience, he is a farmer, and of course they meet with the people who are tending to the cattle. He says, well, these are just probably sometimes employers. They're not the owners of this cattle. As farmers and those people, they have a relationship. But because these people report to their bosses, and he says purportedly that the bosses could be the big people in the government, and it's hard to actually send away the cattle not to come and graze from their farmlands, because he feels like he doesn't have the power. He's just an ordinary person. What message do you have to those people he says are untouchable?
I think we have to be, the communities have to call on their leaders.
Mm.
They must use them as channels of communication to pass on their message that we elected you.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to send our voices to the people who may be the owners of these animals, to try and value their lives, because as you become a leader, you leave behind very many people that you need to continue taking care of.
Yeah.
So they need to demand for accountability, but also justice and fairness.
Right.
Sure.
Yeah, First Lieutenant, what is your response there?
Al-Hajj al-Fiyad-Daman, Grif Zayda, Bil-Balatinaka Lena, lo aizol lo akad mahal bita zarah bitao al kabar bo dil le siyad le hasiyad al bagar wala aganam ashanu man yagdar ishub al aganam bitao mande mahabagar bitao ma yakhush al fi ma yakhush fi zarah bita zol lo khash fi inta bamshi balak le authority binad al zol mumkin yiji hakam besura al nas al khali wa hajadi karab al zarah bita zol fil mantaga. Oh, I have dug the leader Zelum of Youth Fogo, Mahalo, Wayonis Al Kalama with Rafa Shadid.
Hmm. Yes, Shukran. Yes, Bashir.
Thank you so much. One thing I want to emphasize that the law is blind, it does not look at who is who. Two, leaders must be accountable. Dan has talked about it. So, and they must live an exemplary life. They must be examples to the communities, because they are the one that supervise. They are the ones that must take the lead
right.
in fighting this practice. Therefore, there should be no reason someone should hide behind a big person not to be accountable to their subjects.
Right. Thank you. Thank you so much. And it's only 4 minutes to the top of the hour. Very quickly, as we close, what are the key messages that our listeners should part with, Diana?
Okay, to our listeners, I think this challenge of cattle raiding is a subject that we cannot really run away. It's a monster that we have to face.
Right.
And I take this opportunity just to call on communities and leaders and very many stakeholders. Let's put our hands together and do this the right way.
Right. And Bashir?
Communities should encourage dialogue. There must be dialogue. The way to go. They should support the victims instead of revenge. Revenge cannot be a solution to cattle raiding. Then they should also promote peace, meetings and agreements in the case of any disagreement. Otherwise, peace is everyone's responsibility and each of us must act.
Right.
Thank you.
And First Lieutenant Franco?
My message is security begins with prevention, and prevention begins with community.
That's right. And I also add, silence and inaction allow violence to grow. Well, thank you so much. 4 minutes to the top of the hour. Preventing cattle raiding starts with you, your family, and your community. So let us all choose peace and work together for a safer future. I've been with you, Irene Lasso. Thank you so much, Diana Bashir, and the First Lieutenant Franco. Until next week, same time, same place right here on Radio Mariah. Have yourselves a lovely day, and don't touch your dial. We still have more in store for you.